This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed? Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason's engineering the broadcast. Kathy in Ohio's with us, and she's got a lot to talk about. She's in the front of the classroom today. And if you'd like to call, if your topic is germane, if you have some tips and suggestions that are germane to the discussion, feel free to call 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Welcome, Kathy.
Hi, Vince. How are you?
I'm well. I'm really well. So what are we going to talk about? What are we going to talk about today?
Well, I have some recipes for things like hand sanitizer, bathroom cleaner, laundry soap, that type of thing.
Well, great. I've got one comment, and that is, you know, we don't know how much toilet paper we use. People just buy it. They go, oh, we're running out, let's get some more, that kind of thing. You know, you can write on the inside of the roll. You can take a Sharpie or, a pencil, and you can write the date. And you can write that on the inside of the roll when you put it on. And then when that roll is finished, you can look at that and say, well, it's 6 days or 7 days or 12 days, whatever it is. Then you can determine your burn rate. Right, Kathy?
I was going to talk about that. I was going to mention things like coffee. Like, you know, when you open a can of coffee, it's the same thing. Like, you just put the date on the bottom. And you, unless you have, like, a use that you're going really high on it or something. I'm going to start doing that so I know how many weeks or months it lasts me.
Right. And, you know, that's the only way you're really going to know. And then if you have people come visit you as times continue to get worse, and I believe they are and will, and you think, geez, you know, there's two of them that are probably going to show up, you know, the children. And let's see, so there's two of us and there's two of them. We're going to have to get twice as much. It's as simple as that, right? And that's what you should do because otherwise you won't know. You really won't know. And I counted how many people might show up here, you know, before the coronavirus hit. And I was thinking that it's probably going to be an electrical issue, a grid down situation. By the way, the grid went down in Puerto Rico yesterday. It was pretty serious. And so they weren't expecting that. And Mayor de Blasio in New York City said, we don't have enough electricity, so we're going to cut about 8% of the electricity going down the lines. We're going to reduce the voltage 8%. And it looks like a lot of people in Brooklyn are, we're probably going to have to shut you down. So I mentioned this for years that this would happen. And here it is. It's happening twice in 2 days. So it's a pretty serious thing. So the reason I'm mentioning this is if the grid goes down and you have family members and it looks like, well, it went down yesterday and it's still down today and they say on the news that it can't be fixed for a while. Actually, they don't even know what the problem is. They're pointing fingers at each other. When do you think it's going to come back? We don't know. Well, then your relatives may say, well, we're coming to Kathy's or we're coming to Vinny's, right? That could happen. And it's not like it's a bad thing. It's just that are Kathy's family prepared for this? Is Vinny's family prepared? And I counted up how many there might be for, you know, my in-laws and outlaws. actually just my outlaws. 40 of them. 40. Kathy, we don't have 40 pillows. We don't have enough soap for 40 people. We don't have enough clothesline room to, I mean, I guess we could make it. We could take some baling twine and string it between trees. But where would we dry the laundry? If we could wash the laundry. So, class, why don't you think about how many people might show up at your house? What do you think about that, Kathy? Is that possible?
I couldn't support that many. Maybe my kids and grandkids, but even then, I mean, you go through a lot of food and a lot of soap and shampoo and water. Yeah, that would be a lot.
Yeah, water. Water. And here's the thing to think about for those of us who are farmers. Kathy, you're a farmer. A cow drinks about 30 gallons of water a day. So 10 cows, that's a real small herd. 10 cows, that's 300 gallons of water a day, just for the cows. Now, if you have a well and you have, you know, a 100-gallon water trough, and you fill it up with, you know, piping, a hose, however it's done, and the electricity goes down, how long do you think those cows will last without water? They'll be dead in 3 days. So what are you going to do? So there's a lot to think about, right, Kathy?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Okay, so I'm all ears. I'm looking forward to hearing today's class.
Well, Vince, the first thing that I wanted to mention, and I know people probably have the recipe, but in case they don't, is the hand sanitizer. And I have done it a couple different ways, but the one that seems to work well is if you used about 2/3 cup of alcohol, like isopropyl alcohol, 1/3 cup of aloe vera gel, and then I add essential oil to it. Now, I like thieves, like it's spelled T-H-I-E-V-E-S, like the thief. And I like that because it has a lot of antiviral properties, and it's a very, it smells really good. But you could add about 8-10 drops to that and then just put it in a little bottle. I save my bottles that have like the little lid that flips open, and I keep them one in my purse and one in the car and one by the sink. So that's a real easy one. I am starting to see aloe vera on the shelf a little bit. I thought, well, just one store that I went in, I did find a big bottle of it, but that was the only store that I found it. So that is one that I like. And the other thing, and I don't know how much people use essential oils, but I do use them in my cleaners, and I use them for personal use. And there's a few that are, there's so many, that, and they're all valuable. But I was thinking of, like, maybe my top 5 or 6 that I would get. And the first one would be the thieves oil. You can put it in a diffuser. It'll clean your air in your house. You can put it in a cleaner. You can put it in cleaners in the bathroom. You can put them on the bottom of your feet, a drop or two before you go to bed, especially when you get into a situation where there's a lot of colds and flus going around and your feet have a lot of pores on the bottom, and it'll absorb that thieves oil into you. They also make a, for women, I don't know if they make anything for men, but they have, it's like a necklace, and it's on a kind of a heavier chain, and it's got a little pendant on it where you can drop the thieves oil right in the pendant, or any kind of an oil, whether you wanted to use lavender or frankincense or tea tree oil. But I like to wear that, especially when I know there's a lot of colds and flus going around, and it, you can take your fingers and just kind of absorb, you know, like you could put it on your hands too, but you can smell it. Like if you have a bad cold and you have eucalyptus oil, you can smell the eucalyptus oil, and it really does open up your sinuses. But the first one I like is thieves and tea tree oil. that's used for many different things. Antiviral, or you can use it for ticks. I mean, you have to dilute these. A lot of these you can't use right on your skin. So you can get online and use like a carrier oil, like almond oil or coconut oil or something like that, and dilute them. The third one is the eucalyptus oil. Clove oil is a nice one. That's used for repelling some insects. You can use it on, like, if you have a toothache or sore gum, you can put it on a little piece of cotton and put that on there. And a lot of times that will help you heal it or until you can get to a dentist. And frankincense is another one that I really like. Frankincense is good for, like, cysts. Some of these oils you just have to read. Some you can use straight, some have to be diluted, so you just have to be smart about that. But frankincense is a great one for, like, cysts and little bumps, and it has many uses, but that's a really nice one. So those are just some that I think if you had those in your home, if we do get into a situation, at least you can use those as for a medicinal purpose. If nothing else, if you can't get to a doctor, you have those, I guess, tools in the toolbox for those.
Okay. So, Kathy, the CDC, and there's lots of controversy over the CDC right now. The CDC says that the final concentration of isopropyl alcohol should be 75%. So that would mean to get that concentration, you would need to have 3/4 of a cup of isopropyl alcohol is available in 91%. It's available in 70%. And I believe I've even seen it as low over the years at 50%. So, and it's at 99% too. So 99%, 91%, 70%, and I believe 50%. Concentration. So it would be diluted with, let's say, distilled water to bring the concentration down lower than, you know, 100%. So the idea is the CDC is saying 75% concentration of isopropyl alcohol. So when you make your hand sanitizer, class, make sure that you look at the percentage of isopropyl alcohol in that bottle. How much of it is isopropyl alcohol, and how much of it is something else, like water, okay? Because it's diluted. I think the highest concentration that you can buy would be 99%, so it's still not pure isopropyl alcohol. So I just wanted to share that with the class. So the higher the concentration of the final product that you make, the more effective it will be as a disinfectant of bacteria and viruses and so forth. And as Kathy was alluding, she didn't quite say it this way, but it was used, you know, if you got an injection, you know, from the doctor years ago, they always wiped your arm with an alcohol soaked cotton ball. They always did that because it killed the bacteria on your skin, so that hypodermic needle wouldn't push the bacteria that's on your skin into your bloodstream. So I just wanted to share that about the concentration. All isopropyl alcohol is not of the same concentration. Any comments, Kathy?
Oh, I agree, Vin. Yep. You got to be smart about what percentage.
All right. So, Kathy gave you the recipes, the formulation, and we'll be right back. Kathy in Ohio, USA Prepares Instructor.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed Design Better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
With us, and we're talking about hand sanitizer. So, class, the takeaway on that is that alcohol is what does the job to disinfect, okay, to kill the bacteria and the virus. The aloe vera is the main ingredient in keeping your skin from drying out from the alcohol, because the greater the concentration of alcohol, the more it's going to dry out your skin. So to protect your skin from that, that's where the alcohol is mixed with the aloe vera gel. Just a quick statistic for those of you who are interested. Yesterday, we reported that there was one death every minute. So that would be Wednesday's information. So there's one death, COVID-related death, as reported by the government every minute in the United States. That was Wednesday. Thursday's number is one death every 56 seconds. So for those who think that it's getting better, it doesn't look like that. Now, of course, these numbers can be influenced by the number of tests that are issued. So maybe there's a ramping up of tests. So that, you know, it's here. It's real. And our class is designed to help you with the information so you can protect your family. Kathy, back to you on your tips.
Vince, the one cleaner that I've used in the bathroom, the shower, any place where you have like a really build up of a kind of like that hard calcified or the scummy stuff that you get on the walls of your shower, and you can use it as another cleaner too. If you buy the Blue Dawn dish soap and you take, I put it in a like a spray bottle. If you put half vinegar and half Dawn and you shake it up a little bit, and then you, if you take and you, like what I do is I wet my shower wall or counter or whatever is really greasy, and I spray it on there, and I'll take like a microfiber cloth or a sponge, and I kind of wipe it around so it dips everything, and then I spray it lightly again, and I wait about 5 or 10 minutes, and then I go back in, and I'll use like either a microfiber cloth or one of them real soft sponges that are okay for soft surfaces, and it breaks down that soap scum very well, and you don't end up scratching your surfaces. It works good on your sink that gets the buildup of the soap scum and all that. But it's just a handy cleaner, and I really don't buy any other cleaners for my bathroom walls. And you just have to rinse it off really well, and then a lot of times I'll dry it with a towel or something like that. But it's just easy. I buy a couple of those great big things of Dawn, and it's just, it lasts a long time. I keep one in the kitchen and one in each bathroom. And you could even use it like as a toilet bowl cleaner. If you get a lot of buildup on there, just spray it on there, rub it around, come back in 5 minutes, and it really does clean up well. So that is a tip that I learned from someone online, and it works well.
Kathy, it absolutely does work. One second. I just want to add an exclamation point to what you just said. We do exactly the same thing, we do it a little bit differently. I bought a six-pack of spray bottles from Walmart, the kind you might mist your plants with, and I believe they're about a quart. And they were $5.99 for six of them. That was in the good old days. So that was, you know, before 6 months ago. So that's at Sam's Club. Walmart sells them. Sam seemed to have a better quality. A better spraying mechanism. They last much, much longer. So they're about a dollar a piece. You can get them at a dollar store. And we use a vinegar solution. We'll probably mix 50% white vinegar with water. And the bottle is written on with a Sharpie that says vinegar. And we spray the shower. And if mold just starts to show up, it kills it. And so we spray it on the shower to kill mold. And we also have another spray bottle in the shower area that is more dilute than that. I would probably say roughly 1/8 Dawn to 7/8 water, and we spray that on all kinds of things. So if we're looking for leaks in tires, we'll spray it on the, you know, on the surface where the wheel contacts the bead of the tire, and you can find leaks there. You can find leaks on the tread, the sidewall, the valve stem. We use it to wash down the shower. So, yeah, we do very much the same thing that you do, Kathy. Well said. I appreciate that. But we don't mix it in the same bottle. Not that you can't. It's just that we didn't get that far advanced at our place. We'll be right back with Kathy.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Isaias will be reaching the central Bahamas tonight and should then near Florida sometime early tomorrow. The hurricane is then expected to miss Florida, veering northward towards the Carolinas. Despite that shift, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis wants residents to be prepared for several inches of rain and gusty winds. This woman says she'll be taking some basic steps.
Right now, we're taking seriously, but because it's just a storm, we're just going to be ready for, like, food in the house and water.
By Tuesday, the hurricane could brush the mid-Atlantic states before heading to New York's Long Island and then southern New England. Congress about to let the enhanced unemployment benefits expire. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans have put forth a good plan. He says Democratic proposals are totally unserious. Negotiations continue, though, and this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A U.S. security official says a hack backed by the Chinese government targeted a U.S. biotech firm that's been working on a coronavirus vaccine. Massachusetts-based Moderna saying today the FBI has alerted the company to what it calls suspected information reconnaissance activity. The Justice Department last week indicted two Chinese nationals accused of spying on the U.S., including three targets that were doing research into trying to fight the coronavirus. A third Christopher Columbus statue has been removed in Chicago. This one was located in the South Chicago neighborhood. It was taken down overnight. Earlier this week, 15th Ward Alderman Susan Sadowski told the Sun-Times she had been talking with Mayor Lori Lightfoot's office about removing the statue after the removal of Columbus statues in Grand Park and Little Village. The mayor said the removals were temporary due to the serious safety concerns following recent violent clashes between protesters and rioters and police. And Bryan Cranston, the actor, says he's a COVID-19 survivor, I should say. The Breaking Bad star revealed in an Instagram post yesterday that he did test positive for it a while back. He also shared that he donated plasma and hopes it can help other people. Cranston says he has since made a full recovery. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kathy in Ohio is with us. Kathy, I just wanted to mention that over the years, I've noticed a phenomenon. Whenever there is a rocket launch, you know, the space race, the weather would be wild, you know, 2 to 3 days later. Yesterday, we had a rocket launch in Atlas V, a huge rocket blasted off, sending a rover out to Mars with a payload of plutonium, plutonium-238. And I'll have to have some other comments about that later. But so let's see if what I've been saying is true. Okay. So 2-3 days later, after one of these big rocket launches, something weird happens. Like, for example, when I lived in Virginia, there'd be a rocket launch, and I'd talk to my neighbors, and I'd say, geez, you know, you think the weather got nuts after that rocket launch? Oh, no, no, this is normal. There'd be 5 inches of rain reported on the Garden State Parkway in New Jersey. It'd be flooded, impassable, and that's normal. It's not normal. So let's see if it still holds true. Any comments about that, Kathy?
It seems like that has happened before. I recall that it does seem like when you do send all this stuff into space, it does affect the weather. But yeah, I'd be curious to see too, Vince.
Yeah, so we'll find out, you know, 2 or 3 days. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
The other thing I'd like to mention is I make a couple different kinds of laundry soap. One is a powdered, which is easier to make. So I can give you that recipe. It's fairly easy. It's one, I would use like a big bucket or a bowl or something. And you can, if you like it, you can multiply it many times over so you don't have to make it as often. But one is 1 cup of borax, 1 cup of washing soda, 1 cup of baking soda, 1 cup of OxyClean, and 1 bar of any kind of bar soap. I like to use Castile soap a lot. You can use different flavor or scented. You can use lavender or lemon, but you can use any kind of soap. You can use ivory. You could use Fels naphtha, whatever you want. You just grate it, and you mix it all together, and you have to keep it in a really tightly sealed container. And depending on how dirty your load is, if it's not that dirty, you can just use like 2 tablespoons if it's just like towels or sheets. But if it's a little dirtier, I tend to go about 2.5 to 3 tablespoons. You can do that. The other one that I've used is, now this one's a liquid, and this one makes quite a bit. I believe it'll make, 4 to 5 gallons. And so I save my empty vinegar jugs or the heavy duty. I really don't like to use milk jugs because I've had them leak before. They're not, the plastic isn't that sturdy on them. But the other one that I make is 1 bar of Castile soap, and you shred it. I just use like a grater, like you would grate potatoes or carrots. It grates pretty easy. I just put it on like a plastic cookie sheet or a cutting board or something so that I can just put it right in my bucket or my can. 1 cup of washing soda and 1 cup of borax. And what you can do is you put the shredded soap in a saucepan. I use like probably a 2 to 3 quart saucepan. Add some water about 1/2 to 3/4 of the way full, and you heat it up, and you just stir it with a whisk until the soap dissolves. And then once the soap is completely dissolved, then you can add the washing soda and borax and just heat on like a medium-low heat. And just heat and stir it until everything is completely dissolved. It might take 5 to 10 minutes. And then you just heat that, and then you have like a clean 5-gallon bucket with a secure snap lid on it. You fill that bucket up with hot water, probably 3/4 of the way full, and then you pour that soap in, and you just stir it. Then you let it set overnight, and you know, it'll get like congealed at the top. So sometimes you can use like a long spoon. I've already used, like, my husband's got a thing where you stir paint on a drill. I just do it in an area like in your garage or something because sometimes it'll splatter. And you just stir it. And once you get it stirred up, you're not going to get it all the way broken up, but once you get it stirred up enough, then you use a funnel and you pour it in your empty jugs of your vinegar jugs with the funnel. And you'll have to shake it because you'll get a little bit of pieces of soap. So you just shake it up a little bit every time you use it. And I only use, oh gosh, I probably only use like 1/2, I mean like maybe 1/4 to 1/3 of a cup so it lasts a long time, and you can really make it for, if you get like Castile soap, you could probably make all this for $5 to $6. And if you use a different soap, you can even make it cheaper. Sometimes you can add, if you have dirtier clothes, you can add like some OxyClean to it. If you know, like I've really been in the yard or in the shop and they're greasier. It works fairly well. I wouldn't say it gets every stain out, but it works comparatively well to what I've bought at the grocery store. So what my thought was, if you bought quantities of borax, washing soda, baking soda, Castile soap, like your Zode or Fels Naphtha or Ivory soap, I mean, you could, if you wanted to be prepared, you could buy 5 to 10 of each of them, and you would have enough laundry soap to last you quite a while. So that's something I do. I make it, when I make it up, I give one to each of my sons, and they use it because they know how expensive laundry soap is.
So, Kathy, what does it actually cost, let's say, for whatever amount? What, when you add up all the ingredients, the borax, the washing soda, the baking soda, and the internet dropped out when you said the next ingredient, and then you added, you know, for the first recipe, a cup of borax, a cup of washing soda, a cup of baking soda, then some amount of something else, and then a bar of any kind of soap. What was that second to last ingredient?
I might have said, like, baking soda, Castile soap, washing soda, and borax, and, like, your Fels Naphtha, Castile soap, Zote, whatever, Ivory. Those are the five ingredients. OxyClean, it's not a bad idea to have some OxyClean. Sometimes I'll add in my laundry soap. I'll add, like, a little bit of baking soda. I think the baking soda helps the fabric. I think it helps to whiten sometimes certain fabrics. I buy it in the great big, I think it's a 15-pound bag that I buy it in at, I think, Sam's or Costco or something. But if you had all those ingredients, now if you were like a borax and the washing soda, those each are probably around $4 to $5. They've gone up a little bit. Fels Naphtha is 99 cents. Castile soap's more expensive. It's probably $4 to $5. It just depends on what you like. Some people's skin is sensitive, so I would go with the Castile soap if that's the case. Baking soda, you can add that. Sometimes I'll add that to my mixture too. But those are the most. Those are the three expensive. So if you were to buy those three things, let's say you were to buy the borax, the washing soda, and soap, you're looking at anywhere from like $11 to $14. The only thing you would have to buy multiples of is your soap, because you use a bar of soap every time you make it. Okay. Did I explain?
I did a calculation on. Yes.
Okay.
And how long will it keep? How long will it keep?
Oh, it keeps forever. I keep it in milk crates in the basement. A lot of times I'll make 8 or 10 at a time. If I'm going to go through it, I just make it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't harden. You just shake it up. You know, you'll hold your finger on the lid if you don't have a screw on one, and just shake it real good, and it lasts a long time.
Okay. Kathy, I noticed that you did not mention chlorine bleach. Do you use chlorine bleach in your clothes washing? We do not.
Once in a while. I do it when my white get... Okay. Like if I've got some whites that really got stained and they start to look dingy, I hang my whites out on my clothesline, and it really whitens them. I think if you use too much chlorine, I think it weakens the fiber. It's just my theory. When my kids were little, I used cloth diapers, and you know how those get stained. And I used bleach, and because of that, I think it broke down the fibers in my diapers. So I got smarter the next couple dozen that I bought, and I didn't use it as much.
Okay, I agree. I agree with that. I agree with hanging the laundry out on the line, and I agree with using chlorine bleach as little as possible for several reasons. One, some of it volatilizes in the air and can damage you, your body, especially your lungs. Another thing that it does is it kills the bacteria in the septic system. So those who are using these additives like the fabric softener and all that, that's hard on a septic system. But really hard is the chlorine bleach because it kills the bacteria. And a septic system works on bacteria's action to break down the solids. So you want bacteria. It's beneficial bacteria in your septic system. So lots of chlorine is a real bad thing. Now, sometimes we'll use chlorine. We'll put a small amount in the dishwasher. When I say a small amount, maybe like a teaspoon, and we will disinfect the dishwasher. Now, that goes down into the septic system, but it's one teaspoon. And we might do the same thing every few months in the washing machine to disinfect the washing machine. And we have an agitator type, and we leave the lid up when it's not being used. We leave the lid up so that it can dry out. But our washing machine is used a lot. So to disinfect the washing machine, teaspoon of chlorine bleach. So if you're doing whites, or if you have what we have, a fabric shower curtain, nylon. We have nylon and we have rayon. And we don't have the vinyl. And we just throw them right in the washing machine with maybe a towel on the gentle cycle. Maybe we might use a small amount of chlorine bleach, like a teaspoon, and we coincide that with disinfecting the washing machine. So we kill two birds with one stone. We literally disinfect the washing machine and wash the shower curtain with a white towel to, you know, have it tumble a little bit better or get tossed around a little better in the agitator. Do you, Kathy, do you use a fabric shower curtain, or do you use something different?
Vince, we've got glass shower doors, so I don't have to deal with that.
Okay. So
Vince, I wanted to mention too, while we're talking about borax and baking soda, you can make your own dishwashing detergent. It's just equal parts. Like, you can use one cup of borax and one cup of baking soda and mix it up, and I just use like a heaping tablespoon, and it works pretty well. I went back a couple times and bought Cascade just to see if it worked any better, and mine worked just as well.
Okay, so it sounds like the two main ingredients, three main ingredients are for your two recipes would be borax, washing soda, and baking soda. And if you do those two, get those three ingredients, you've got your washing machine covered and your dishwasher covered. We'll be right back with Kathy.
Well, and a bar of soap. You got to have the bar of soap too.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, although we didn't say it, what you're hearing is, yes, you can. Yes, you can. So, if you can't get detergent, if you can't get dishwashing detergent, there are other alternatives, and now you know two of them. Okay? Kathy, please continue.
Okay, then there's a couple real quick things I'll mention about your with clothing. They make a little sewing tool. It's called a knit fixer. It looks like a long point. It's got a little sharp point on the end, and it's long, like a real thin pencil, and it's metal. And at the top of it, it's got like an emery style kind of a feel to it. And if you got a snag in a sweater, a shirt, a pair of pants, a dress, you put that point right where the snag is, and you try to catch those threads, and you pull it through the other side, and then the little emery file catches it, and it pulls it through. And it doesn't harm your fabric. It doesn't pull and make a little line there where sometimes people try to fix it. It's a nice little tool. You can get them online, and you can get them at the fabric stores. But the name of it is called a knit fixer. So it'll really hide any little snags that you've got on your clothing. It's just something that will save you some money from having to go buy another outfit.
We're going to be fixing our clothes more and more, class, so it's absolutely true. And this is what happened during the first Great Depression. People had holes in their socks, and they were darned. They would darn their socks. They'd stitch them back together. And that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to make everything last because we're going to find out that what we used to be able to just buy can't buy anymore. It's happening right now. Please continue.
Okay. There is another thing that you can buy. You could probably just use a real thin piece of fabric, but I like this. It's called a silicone-treated press cloth. And it's about 30 inches by 12 inches is the size, but it's almost sheer where you can see through it, and it's got finished edges. But if you have something that is really a like a suit or something that might scorch easily, a delicate fabric, I would recommend putting that down first. You can still see your fabric, but then you won't scorch it and you won't, like, leave a mark on it. Some fabrics are just really funny with the iron, and you'll leave markings on them, especially if it's like a bridal type of thing or a formal event. If you've got something that you need to iron, it's a nice, handy little thing to do. You can also sprinkle it with a little water if you need extra pressing heat, because the water will kind of help get some of the wrinkles out if you have, like, cotton things that are just really difficult. But I made a mistake a couple days ago. Thank God I used this press cloth. I went to iron something, and I had a red. I was ironing something red the time before, and I didn't realize it got on my iron. And it was a formal gown, and I had that down, and all of a sudden red came off on that cloth. I never would have gotten it out. So check the bottom of your iron and use the press cloth if you're working with something you don't want to have ruin or have scorched. So that was one thing. The other thing is, if you are sewing elastic, most people may know this, but some people might not. Sometimes, like, the thread comes out of elastic on a waistband. If you're going to sew that, just stretch it a little bit as you sew, not stretch it to where you're, like, forcefully, but just gently. That way, when you go to put it on your around your waist, you won't break all those threads. So it's just a little tip. If you are repairing, like, a gym short waistband or something, sometimes that stitching comes out, and you just need to sew right through it. Vince, the other quick thing I want to squeeze in before we have to go, and it's just talking about maybe it's still, we still have time to plant mid-season crops. You could still get radishes and kale, spinach, lettuce, carrots, that type of thing, and things that are peas that are going to like the cooler weather, because we're going to be done with the really, really hot, I would think, in the next few weeks. So by the time they germinate, they'll do well. So if you have a spot in your garden where you took out your lettuce or you took out some other produce and plants, maybe now is the time. And my brother, who's an avid gardener, what he does is he puts the seeds in, and then he wets it down, and he puts, like, thin boards or thin little planks down, and he leaves it on for about a week until he sees them germinate, and then he lifts it up when he starts to see them germinate, and that way they don't get washed out, and it keeps the moisture in.
Well said. Well said. We're going to be planting carrots after the broadcast in a bucket. We're going to loosen up that soil and grow some carrots. I love it. Carrots are great for the eyes. We all know that. We were told that when we were children. Nothing has changed. It's still true. Kathy, thank you so much for sharing your wealth of information with us today. Boy, that hour went fast. So
it did.
Jeez. Yeah. I took notes, Kathy, and so if anyone calls, I can help them with your recipes and your mixtures. Thanks so much. We'll see you again.
You're welcome.
Kathy in Ohio.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.